Let me make sure I have everything. A cask of strong wine, hoppy flowers. Huh? Who is that at the shrine? They are beautiful. They must be a sacrifice. Their hands aren't bound. A willing sacrifice? I have to get a better look. Oh no, they saw me. Yes, hello. I meant to step on that twig to alert you. You're a lovely sacrifice. But you needn't pay tribute to the great demon lord Juno alone. What do I mean? Well, at least let me tie you to the altar. But it does seem like a waste. Have you considered joining her cult of worshippers instead? I think the devotional tattoos would look very fetching on you. My name? Ah, forgive me. You see, I often assume people recognize me. I am the great warlock, Bella Lush. No. Two words. Bella Lush. I greet you with the slightest nod of my head. Feel free to bow. No, I am an only child. What a bizarre thing to ask. Do you always begin conversation this way? There's a drag queen in the capital also named Bella Lush. Yeah, the one who uses a puppet of the Empress in her act. I am aware of her performance. It's a big hit. It would seem everyone on the entire continent is aware of her act. She is not more famous than me. How dare you? And it's a real name, not a stage name, thank you. What's your name, anyway? You're feisty for a sacrifice, and you're very well dressed. Is that an emerald gemstone on your glove? Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, even if you didn't bow. But why are you here? This is the shrine of Lord Juno, a powerful demon. You don't have the look of a paladin about you, so I doubt you're here to destroy it. Are you lost? What? What did you say? Is that a joke? No, Lord Juno can't be your demonic patron. Because she is my patron. Hey, don't cross your arms at me. This is an interrogation. You can't get defensive. Well, you could be an imposter. I'm gathering information. Cooperate with my investigation. No, I'm a warlock. You should be afraid of me. I'm terrifying. Yeah, you should be shaking in those very well-designed leather shoes with detailed gold buckles. Where do you shop? All right, fine. Wrong interrogation, you're right. I'll humor you. What does Lord Juno look like? Oh, that is correct. But you could have seen her etching in a textbook. Summon her. Together. That's a good idea. Yeah, if she really is your patron. Do you have your own knife? Make sure you don't cut those gloves on your hand. Wow, you have Lord Juno's image etched into the handle of your knife. Where did you get that done? Oh, fine. Here we go. Looks like the cut on my forearm is deeper. Do you always undercommit when it comes to demonic rituals? Oh, well, you don't seem very devoted. Maybe you should care about Lord Juno as much as your aesthetic. Oh, all right. On the count of three, we put our cut forearms down on the shrine. Three. What? Hold hands. Oh, sure. That way we can feel if one of us is really summoning her. Three. Two. One. Huh? Where is she? Why have I been summoned? Oh, it's my patrons. Hey, you two look really cute together. Was that you I heard squabbling? Come on, don't fight. I'm not about that. It's a bad look. Shh. Hey, don't argue. I like you both a lot. You do good work. Why don't you get to know each other better? Yeah, that's a great idea. I'm going back to my nap. Don't bug me unless it's an emergency. Wow, that really does answer my question. She is your patron. Yes, you were right. You can let go of my hand now. No, you're the one still hanging on. Hey! Wait, you think Lord Juno did this? Crap! What did she say? Get to know each other better? To hell with that! Take off your stupid fancy glove! I am letting go! Hang on, I'm pulling! Stand your ground! You don't have to put an arm around me like that, you know. I only slammed into you a little. You smell really nice. What is that? White musk? Why are you so fancy? You enjoy the finer things in life? You should have led with that. I would have believed you belonged to Juno then. Right? I like your laugh. Hey, are you seeing anyone right now? Boyfriend, girlfriend, they, them? I don't really want to know. I'm just trying to get us separated, but also answer the question. Well, she said we had to get to know each other. Really? Yeah, I'm single too. I'm just too busy, you know? Mastering the dark arts, furthering my own agenda, killing paladins, defiling holy sites. It is a lot of work. You get it. Yeah, people think we have it so easy. Yes, that's exactly it. All power comes with a cost. No one else gets it. So, why did you make a deal with Lord Juno? I'm sure it wasn't for fancy accessories and perfume. Wow. No, that's just a really good reason to want power. You're smiling at me. What? You think a kiss? No way. I mean, kissing someone is getting to know them, in a sense. And when I saw you at the shrine, my mouth got really dry, and then my heart started beating in my ear. Yeah, I didn't step on that twig on purpose. Yeah. Maybe I am blushing. So what? You are too. Here, close your eyes. I'm going to cup your cheek gently. It's okay. Come here. Oh, you thought we were going to make out. Maybe later. Try letting go of my hand. It worked! Hey, I have this cask of wine I didn't end up using. Do you want to go on a picnic with me? We could drink it. Great. It's a date. I want to hear all about your journey so far. Maybe we have the same destination. After all, we already have the same values. That's important. Oh, you're so cute. It makes me want to risk holding your hand again. Thank you. I'm glad I ran into you. Let's go on that date. Come on. What are you waiting for?